Let it be known that today is a momentous occasion in this podcast because I'm wearing over-the-ear headphones. And
this has been like a year-long struggle for you.
I hate them. I can't hear myself talk. But I found them, so I figured it would save you some editing in post because you don't have to filter me anymore.
New year.
New year, new me.
You know what else I realized? Speaking of editing, kind of. When I was getting ready for this podcast, like I pretty much like when we first started this podcast, we're like, the sound has to be perfect, good quality. And now we still aim for that. But there's like, it's like a marriage. You start off, you're newlyweds, and then you really get into it and you're like, fuck this, grab this stupid ass mic. This one's fine. Like, it just, these headphones are fine.
It's fine. You're using our actual podcast mic. It's fine.
Yeah, but you know, there was a temptation when I chatted you earlier that it wasn't working, just grabbing the iPhone AirPods and being like, here we go.
Nah, that's a sin. You can't do that.
I know.
It's a podcasting sin. Anyway, you're not here to hear us talk about our audio quality. It is the first concert recap of the year.
Is it? Yeah, because I went to Under Oath, but I didn't cover it.
Yes, we already talked about Under Oath once before. Yeah. So first concert recap of 2023, and it's my turn because we're talking about Kenny Chesney.
And you know, never in a million years did I think our first concert recap would be Kenny Chesney.
Yeah.
But here we are.
Well, technically I was supposed to go to Tyler Bryant and the Shakedown, but that got canceled for me because the basketball team I follow, keeping it vague, made playoffs and got a scheduling conflict, so... here we are. So Kenny Chesney, I went last week to the opening tour date of his I Go Back tour, which I don't know if I've ever been to an opening night of a tour. I'm trying to think.
Wow, really? They opened in Charlottesville.
Yeah. I don't know why they opened in Charlottesville. I think it's because... so when the tour was originally announced, the first date on the tour was Saturday in State College, mm-hmm. Pennsylvania. And I was like, oh, that's only like a 4-hour drive from here. We'll just do that. It's on a Saturday. And then they announced Charlottesville like 2 weeks later. And it was the day before my birthday. And I was like, well, obviously,
you gotta do
that one. It's way closer. And it's the day before my birthday. So back in December, you know, played the Ticketmaster game and got tickets to opening tour night. And I think because it was opening night of tour, it made it such an interesting experience. I'll get to that, I guess, in a minute. So starting off with getting there, because that in itself is a story. Not really. But everyone online leading up to the event was posting on John Paul Jones Arena about parking. So like 2 weeks before, Reba McEntire came into town and played there. Mm-hmm. And I guess parking was such a shit show that people waited in line to get into the arena for almost 2 hours and missed part of the show. And the parking lot was so full that they weren't honoring prepaid parking and just telling people to like basically fuck off and go find parking somewhere else. Come to find
out, that's like Blue Ridge.
Yeah, kind of. But this is like an established venue that should have better practices. Come to find out, apparently the parking lot at John Paul Jones Arena, a lot of UVA employees park there, like hospital employees, and they don't do a good job of making them not park there on event days. It's like half the parking lot's full when you get there and you've already paid for parking. This is just a note to anyone who is ever thinking of going to a show at John Paul Jones in Charlottesville. We had prepaid parking, and so I was like, we're going to get there right at 4:30 when the lot's open. That way, we don't have to worry about it. We're not going to be waiting in traffic. It'll be fine. And everywhere, the lots are posted, they open at 4:30. So we get there, and the parking lot's like already 70% full of people tailgating. So they lied. The parking lot's definitely opened earlier, but it was the first really nice spring day we'd had here. And so I really don't blame people for tailgating. But because it was tour opener, No Shoes Radio, which is Kenny Chesney's radio station, I don't listen to
it. He has his own radio station?
Yeah. I think it mostly plays his music with other like similar artists. I don't listen to it.
Well, I would assume, I mean, it would be bad if he had his own radio station and he's like, now here's Kiss. Just Kiss. Dedicated to Just Kiss.
I think that'd be amazing. They were there like interviewing people and running all over the place and... I got interviewed at one point and completely blanked on everything I've ever known in my life. You know how it is. They're like, what song should he play? And I was like, I don't know. I go back because that's the name of the tour. But
okay, I need this clip. I need everybody, do your diligence.
Someone go find it. I don't know if we actually were on the radio or if he was just collecting sound bites or what, but dude from the radio put a mic in my face.
The people who are behind the Swifties, I need you to get diligent. I need you to go find this for me.
I don't think Kenny Chesney fans are that organized, but.
Is there any Swifties for hire?
They're too busy with other shit.
Eras.
They've got too much theorizing going on. So we get in the arena and immediately go to the merch line because I wanted Kelsea Ballerini merch. I didn't want Kenny, mm-hmm. Kenny Chesney's merch, first off. Let's talk about that for a hot second. It is the ugliest fucking merch I've ever seen in my entire life.
When you even said his name and merch in the same sentence, I immediately thought tap out.
It's so bad. Whoever is designing it, fire them. It looks like it's straight out of 2006 beach t-shirts. It's literally all the same photo of him shirtless in front of the ocean, just slapped on a bunch of different colors of t-shirt. It's so bad.
I don't know why that's funny.
I'll have to send you a screenshot of his store. It's bad. But Kelsea Ballerini had this really cute shirt. She has a song called Love is a Cowboy, and it's like a cool vintage looking cowboy on a horse with some good typography. Nice. Doors literally just opened. Everyone floods to the merch table and their card reader is not working.
Oh, no.
So they're just yelling, does anyone have cash? Who can pay in cash? And it's 2023. Everyone's just like, I don't have cash. I'm like, can I Venmo you? They didn't take Venmo. Luckily, my mom had cash. So mom saved the day. Oh, that worked out. Then we go to get to our seats. And immediately I realized that I am one of the youngest people in the audience. To the shock of no one. And the audience had mostly been tailgating that was there at that point, and they were all very drunk already at 6 p.m.
Oh, God.
Sorry, I just got a weird message. And we made friends with our seat buddy who already had 2.5 beers in like the 10 minutes he'd been sitting down.
That ain't gonna end well.
I was like, great, it's gonna be one of those crowds. And
yeah,
it was not one of those crowds, but it was a drinking crowd.
Mm-hmm.
So fast forward to Kelsea Ballerini opening, which I was just as excited to see her as I was to see him. Her solo tour didn't come anywhere near here, I'm assuming because she was opening and his tour started here.
Mm-hmm.
And I had no idea what she was going to play because it was the opening night of tour, which is a recurring theme that stressed me out greatly because I am someone who likes to know the set list.
You so and I Josh are the same exact way. Me? Surprise me. Bring me into the moment.
I like to study the set list. I want to know what's happening. I'll take a couple surprises, some shuffling, but I didn't know what she's going to play. I mean, I was going to be okay anyway, no matter what she played, but that was actually, it was fun. Her visuals were so cool. Like, it was just, you know, your standard TV screen and a stage nowadays. But
I know what you're talking about. I saw the picture. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, her visuals made it look like it was a different setup every time. So props to whatever team made those. Because hers and his were all really, really cool. Changing the vibe of each song without having to do anything to the set.
Mm-hmm.
It also made the transition time between sets really fast because they didn't have to change anything. They just took off her band set and that was it.
Nice.
She was amazing. I don't know what all I can gush about her. She played a lot of new stuff from her divorce EP that just dropped. For those who are not familiar with Kelsea Ballerini, she was married to another country singer. And her career started to do a little better than his, and he did not take it very well.
Uh-oh.
And there's been some drama all on his end there, because the EP is very much like, we got married, we were really young, this was probably a bad idea, and we just grew into different people, like, who have two very separate careers. There's songs about that mention, you know, she'd be in Europe and he'd be here and they'd be on completely different time zones. It was just hard to make a relationship work. And then he comes out and is just like, yeah, she's totally dragging my name through the mud. Da, 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 da. And nothing's about him. But
yeah,
that is why. Well,
you know, leave it to someone to go in and be like, oh, thanks for writing this about me when it's not about me.
Yeah. You're subtweeting yourself, sir.
Yes. If you see yourself in this song, that's for you to ponder.
Yes. And then she played a lot of her most recent album, Heart First, Subject to Change. Not Heart First. Heart First is the first single. I love that album. Still need it to be pressed on vinyl so I can own that album. But she was a great opener. There were some little girls in front of me who were definitely there just for Kelsey. And they were screaming and jumping. And it was very, very cute.
That's adorable.
So then Kenny Chesney starts. And literally in the first song, I thought a fight was going to break out in front of me. And it was the dumbest fucking fight I've almost ever seen in my life. Because I'm in the third row in the situation. Not the third row of our seats, but I'm in the back row of this situation. In the row in front of me, there's this guy, and I guess he medically can't stand for a long time. Cool. Sit, watch your show. You do you. Well, he has the audacity to ask the man in front of him to sit down so that he can see.
Oh, my God, no.
And the man in front of him did not want to sit down.
No, you cannot do that.
So all I just hear, I don't even know what they're saying. I just hear yelling, and I see, like, fists start to be drawn out, and both of their wives are just like, honey, no, it's not worth it. And it, like, don't go to a show and then ask other people to sit down so you can see.
Right. No, absolutely.
That is the moral in that story. But this was the most interesting crowd at a show that I've ever been to. The second he starts to play a slow song, everyone sits down, like, knee-jerk reaction.
Oh, geez.
And it was just, at some points, it was just me and my mom standing, and we were just like, can we not stand and just, like, bop?
That's interesting.
And it's not slow and, like, emotionally slow and you need to pay attention and it's a sad song. Yeah. No, it's just like chill beach music. We're just
You know what that is? That is in church whenever they say, now we're going to play the special.
Yes.
And everyone sits.
It was kind of the same vibe.
Same energy.
But it was a good 30% of the set list. So like every fourth or fifth song, everyone immediately, like opening chords, boom.
That's really funny.
And then the two girls next to me were definitely in that high school phase of I'm too cool to look like I'm enjoying this. Because they would just stand there and like make every effort not to move. And I just had to laugh at them because they kept looking at me like, why is she moving so much? There were some songs that they were grooving.
Yeah, you got some boppins.
As far as Kenny goes, great show. Amazing stage production. They sounded great. I especially loved that, and I didn't know this until they took the stage, he has a female bass player.
Oh, that's cool.
Which you don't see a lot of female.
You don't see a lot of those.
Bass players, period. Much less in a country band. So that was pretty cool. And she did the backing vocals on a lot of the songs, but he has a duet with Pink. And obviously Pink was not there to do the duet, unfortunately. So she did the Pink part of the duet. And the one song I really wanted him to play was not I Go Back, like I told No Shoes Radio. It was Big Star, just because he doesn't play it much at all anymore. And once upon a time, he brought Taylor Swift out on stage to sing it with him. But I was like, there's no way he's going to play this song because it's from like 2006. And he played it. And I was so excited. I was like the only one super hype when he started playing the intro notes to Big Star. But and the other thing I really wanted him to do was he featured on Kelsey's song Half of My Hometown back in 2020. And I didn't know why that feature happened, but they're both from Knoxville, Tennessee. And she's 30, he's 55. She grew up like admiring Kenny because she's like, someone from our little hometown of Knoxville, Tennessee can go out and make it. And so she wrote this song in 2020 and asked him to feature on it. And he was singing a different song called Wild Child, and she just appears off the side of the stage. And I was like, oh, that's cool. He's letting her do a little guest spot. And then she introduced Half My Hometown, and I was like, oh my gosh, okay, I see the excitement of not knowing the set list, because that was pretty cool to witness, not knowing what was going to happen next. And that was my favorite part of the show, which was a Kelsey moment more than a Kenny moment. So sorry, Kenny. Kraken is killing a fly currently on the floor. I can't think of anything else that I want to talk about in the show. There was nothing like crazy on the stage because it was a giant screen, but mm-hmm. It was a cool giant screen, not like a boring giant screen. I did have the epiphany on the way home that I am at the age where I no longer want to drive home.
Yeah, you literally texted me after the show, like, hey, how about for Orville, we just get a hotel?
So, yes. So all my shows for the rest of the year, I will not be driving back unless they're like here in Lynchburg. I am not driving back because fuck that.
Yeah.
My mom made me drive because she can't see at night. And it's an hour and 14 minutes from John Paul Jones Arena to my house. At about 40 minutes in, I was like, fuck, I'm tired.
Well, when we went to go see the Struts together, we literally put the whole Hamilton album on. And as we were pulling into Lynchburg, there were times where I was losing consciousness from how tired I was. It's, you know what I mean?
It catches up with you.
It really does.
The first 30 minutes when you're leaving, you're like, oh, yeah, post-show hype. And then it's just dark and there's no other cars in the road. And you're just left alone with your thoughts. And you just start dozing.
Drifting into the drifting. Thoughts.
So, yeah. I'm past that age. I turned 30 this weekend, you turned 30. Y'all, and decided that I can't do it.
Yeah, I had a moment like that. When I turned 30, all of a sudden, everything sucked.
It's worth $100 to just get a hotel room and sleep it off.
You'll get to a point where in your 30s, something will just start hurting and you're like, what the fuck's that? And then it disappears and you're like, eh.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
So yeah,
Kraken's right behind you.
She is right behind me. She has never sat there before, so that's interesting.
Look at her.
That
sounds like a good show.
Yeah, it was good. I don't really have much else to say about it. But if you're listening to this because I titled it Kenny Chesney I Go Back Tour and you're wondering, should you go? It's probably a good point to end on. I'd say yes. If you know more than 6 songs by Kenny Chesney, you'll have a great time. There will be some if you're not a diehard fan that you don't know, but it's fine. Just stand there and vibe. The crowd might have been just because of opening night crowd, but there were definitely a lot of out-of-town people because Kenny mm-hmm. Chesney has a very loyal fan base called No Shoes Nation that shows up. But, yeah, there was definitely someone there from Boston because someone had a huge sign in the upper balcony that said, like, I'm talking 6 feet wide, homecoming banner that your football players run through sign, and it said, will you play Gillette Stadium again in 2023?
Yeah. He wasn't playing anywhere near Boston,
not this summer. So last summer he went on a really big stadium tour, like he was playing NFL mm-hmm. stadiums. So him playing arenas like this is kind of weird, but the whole thing is he wanted to go back to some of his older stuff and the songs that made him, and I think step back from playing Gillette Stadium size venues for a little bit. And so that kind of made Boston mad because he played 2 nights back to back, I want to say, back in like August. So, you know, people from Boston had to travel to little itty bitty Charlottesville, Virginia to get their Kenny fix, and I don't think they liked it.
Well,
but yes.
Boston people don't like many things, so.
This is true. If you're on the fence about going and you're hoping that this will make you decide, I vote yes, go. I wouldn't recommend sitting at the very tippy top of the stadium if that's your only seat. Those were for sale for like $20 the day of the show. But definitely get a spot where you can kind of see. That's my recommendation. We'll be back next month with another country recap. Because we're yeehaw now.
We got Orville.
We have Orville back.
This is a She Will Red Solo Cup You. Yes. Now, that's the name of this podcast. But yeah,
we should make a special logo. That's like our logo, but country with like one of those brand fonts.
We just have the American flag instead of the high school sketches.
We should make a version of this and just put it up.
I'm thinking about it now. I'm going to play around with it. All right.
Yeah. So we never introduced ourselves at the beginning of the episode. It's fine.
Yeah.
It's fine. Well, don't do drugs.
I'm Beth Ann, in case you were wondering.
And I'm Leah. Don't do drugs.
Don't do drugs.